We are the latest generation of hackers. We grew up playing video games. We were the ones who looked for all the hidden items and figured out cheat codes. We saw what computers could do and thought, I think we can do more. We heard of hackers from the mass media and thought, I want to know exactly how to do what they do. Even as these hackers were made out to be criminals, we still wanted to learn. We eventually found out that hacking is not evil, which settled better with our morals. We're here to share and educate. We are BaseNet Radio.
So that, like...
Hello world, this is Slixier, your host. With me today for episode D of BaseNet Radio is Silent Slate, Morbid, and D-Mad.
Hello.
What up?
What's happening?
Yes, we have a few sections to the show, quite a few sections to the show, and we're always taking suggestions, so if you have an idea, send it over to basenet@slixier.net, and any reproduction or retransmission of this material is...
encouraged! Yeah. Give it away now!
That's why this MP3 is available for download at our website, basenet.slickzero.net. And without further ado, we shall get on to the first section. That starts the email section of the show. That means we must have gotten some mail. Well, some mail. This is, I think, the most we've ever gotten, like...
ever?
You could add this stuff up we got this week, and it totally, like... owns the amount of stuff we've gotten in the past 12 episodes.
Scans the amount of stuff you got in the past one.
Anyhow, the first one we got is, can you read this? No, I can read this just fine. It says, hi, how about a section on server of the day? This could include stuff on web servers, mail server, or anything else. Well, since we do the show weekly, I guess it would have to be of the week or something like that. Or maybe just have it as a feature every now and then, because some servers are very complex and some servers are, like, very simple. So you could probably do a few servers one day and, like, one big one. Say you take on Apache and all its plugins one time. So that's a pretty good idea. We'll have to do some research for a bunch of different server programs and whatnot.
Okay. Well, yeah, we could do that, but it's going to be a little more work because we need to actually have something set up to play with. And since we already waste most stuff for Distro of the Week. So.
Well, we'll see what we can do.
It's all in time.
All in time. All in due time.
Anyway, the... that was from... It looks like a real name, so I'm not going to read it.
Just give initials.
DT. Well, he knows it's him. Well, he'll know it's him because...
we read his email out. Yeah.
Every O... Every O, I, T, and E were changed to 0, 1, 3, and 7.
Leet.
So...
Leet email.
Yeah, now if only...
Now all you need to do is just recreate that same email address with same things replaced, and you're set.
Anyway, the next one, I forwarded to you.
Yeah, I have it up here.
You have it ready? Okay. Yeah. So go on.
This one was great. It's our first official message from, I think it's another country. Looks like it's Denmark. Mails.Denmark. It's from... salim@mails.de. So if anyone wants to reply to him, by all means do so. It says, dear sir or madam, my name is Salim Ibrahim. I'm a merchant in Dubai in the United Arab Emirates.
Oh man.
I have been diagnosed with...
Does anybody else know where this is going?
I forgot for a second.
I'm sure everyone's gotten this at least once. I've been diagnosed with cancer, and this is in the defiled all forms of medical treatment. Defiled. He didn't even say defied. Anyway, and right now I have only a few months to live. Yada, yada, yada.
You're not going
to
read the whole thing.
No, of course not. But the most important part is, I want your money. Please email me at... And he gives us another one. Salim55Ibrahim@netscape.net. So please, by all means, if you want to donate your spam to him and help him out, by all means, do so.
No, I think the method he's using is, he's not saying put it in this account now. He's saying email me back. So then when he gets emails at that address, which is Salim55 as opposed to from Salim90.
Well, he can spam both. We don't know what he's using.
He's using a different... No, because that one's a salim@mails.de. Mm-hmm. This one's a netscape.net address that he says to email back later. Mm-hmm. So anybody who's gullible would send his email to that second address, mm-hmm. and then he would then use that address to, I guess, to keep in contact with the people. It's a disposable Netscape one. Not disposable, but...
You see, what I've started doing was I've taken these addresses, and I've started going to my spam folder, and instead of just hitting the delete all or delete forever, depending where I am, it's going to forward. So he knows how I feel.
Oh, that's great.
I hope that helps. All right, what's next?
Anyway, the next email says, Slick Zero, just wanted to comment and let you know what a great job you guys are doing. As a person with the hacker mentality myself, I find the show to be refreshing, entertaining, and a welcome addition to my workday. In fact, I even commented on BaseNet a couple times in my latest post on cigarettesandbeer.com. Quick question, though. I really like the Distro of the Week section, and I've collected a few different flavors of Linux in the past few months. Debian, SUSE, Red Hat, Gentoo, Nopix, Fedora Core 3, etc. Problem is, the last time I actually used a Starnix box to some degree was over 5 years ago, and now I can't figure shit out. I can set up a Samba server so I can share files and printers and stuff, but other than that, I'm all thumbs. That being said, do you know of any good training distros of Linux so I can get my skills back? Best regards, and it appears to be real name, so if you want to figure that out, go to his blog, cigarettesandbeer.com. P.S., if you so much as mention Linspire, I'll cut you DMAT style.
Which means you did, so it looks like you're getting cut. Yeah, so I really highly recommend not going with Linspire.
Yeah, don't do Linspire. Do something like H3KNix. That's of course, I'm going to say that, but...
Ooh, I like Arch.
All right, well, it's really up to you whichever one you want to go with, because even if you start with something that's highly desktop, such as Fedora Core, there are going to be some programs that you're going to want to use that they don't have RPMs for example. So you're going to have to build it and whatnot. So, and just going about the shell doing stuff like that is learning. That's how I did it.
The best way to learn would be to just stay away from your Windows box for 2 weeks and stick with a Linux box and try to do your normal daily routine. That really helps.
Yeah, exactly.
That really helps get you back on like a basic track on what you need to do.
Anyway,
because you research it yourself.
He sent us a second mail.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry I didn't mention this earlier, but the whole I posted about you on my blog thing really doesn't count for shit. Since I don't get any hits, I suck. This is why I cry myself to sleep at night.
Aw. We don't want to hear that.
No. Now, we're going to ask all our listeners to do a big favor for us. Just go to cigarettesandbeer.com, check out this guy's blog, maybe put it in your daily bookmarks or something, so this guy doesn't cry himself to sleep at night.
Yeah, he's got a lot of cool things in there. He's got different sections. He's got computers, software, blogging, goodies, design, games. I see podcasting's on the main page here, which we're going to talk about later. But anyway.
Ah, cool.
Definitely go check that out. You know, give a fan a shot.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Anyway, this was a comment from the episode before the last one. This is a comment on episode B, I guess in regards to what with the Xbox cable, saying it's exactly the same one, it isn't grounded either. But then he commented later on, let me find which one it was. Here it is. Well, the cord I got is exactly the same. Wonders if I got the wrong cord. LOL. Well, I had a friend who his Xbox fried and it was just totally destroyed, and it just totally destroyed it. Well, your idea would work too. It would just wreck the warranty. But anyways, good job. That was UT Crazy, of course.
Oops.
Anyway, next email. Hey, BaseNet Radio guys. Love your show. I've been listening to BaseNet Radio since the 7th or 8th episode. I hear you guys say OmniScan all the time on the show. What the hell does it mean?
Thanks.
Well, how do we describe OmniScan? It doesn't really mean anything. It's really just, like, brand name for some contrast for MRI scans and stuff like that. But
something like that.
I guess the context we've been using it in now is like if you omniscan something, it's like poning something but cooler. So if you like write it, like I wrote an article for 2600, I shouted out omniscan, so I omniscanned 2600.
Yeah, I believe you're the first one to do that.
And also there are a plethora of things that have been omniscanned.
Yeah, like the L train.
The entire L train.
The captain.
To go into it again, OmniScan are these little yellow stickers, 1 inch by 1/2 inch, with green printing, just says OmniScan on it, and post-injection above that, and then says gadotiamide injection below that.
Sure. I mean, if you want, you can check out omniscan.slickzero.net. You can check out silencelight.net and check the gallery. There's some Omniscan logos there and some Pwn stuff on there. You can see what's going on.
So, and, of course, thanks for compliments. And, let's see, the next one is from... Is that a real name?
Is that a real name?
I don't know.
If it is, just... Yeah, well, fuck it, say it.
Yeah. What the heck's it...
Nothing.
Turn your
continue.
Phone off?
It's on silent.
Oh, why don't we take that call?
No.
Anyway, it says, great work. BaseNet is currently my favorite regular show. Keep it up. Actually, it's a fave regular show.
Thank you.
Yes, definitely. Thanks. And
I'll be back.
Next email. We have lots of... Yeah.
You're leaving it? Oh.
Oh, you. He actually did have to take the call. And he couldn't put it on with us? I mean, jeez. He has a headphone.
It's very personal.
Oh.
Something about a girl or something.
You sure it's not a guy? Anyway.
That's not nice.
No, it isn't. But it's funny.
Yes,
it's
it is.
Funny.
Anyway, I'll get started on the next mail.
Cool.
Hi, guys. I really like your show and listen to it all the time. I'm an old guy. Graduated from high school the year the PC came out.
Hot.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good to know we attract the older crowd.
He's up to 10 words
Rock
now.
Rock on.
D-Met. Anyway.
Hot up. I'll cut you.
Network engineer at a big company.
Hot.
Yeah. I like hearing about exploits and your take on tech news, so do more of that. I also actually like hearing how that one guy steals stuff and how he gets into it. This is useful for me hearing from the other side. Did you know that there are former hackers who charge big bucks for a class on the hackers' perspectives and tools? Slicko, whatever you wanted me to call myself. Nice delivery. You sound like Ira Glass, host of This American Life. I didn't know who that was, but after Googling the guy's name, that's a compliment. And thank you.
Excellent.
And also, Reuters is pronounced Reuters, so I guess Reuters from now on.
Okay. So I fucked it up. Fix, fucking whoop. Anyway.
And that was Mr. Old.
Mr. Old?
Yep. Yep.
Thank you, Mr. Old.
Yes, and I did know about the former hackers who charge big bucks for a class in hacker perspectives and tools. But I mean, if there's so many people wanting to find out what a hacker really is, so why not just give out the information for free when there's such a demand?
Seriously, money. Isn't that what like Doc Droppers is all about, for example?
Exactly. Go to Doc Droppers, and you could just. Fulfill any of your informational needs there.
Well, when it fills up more, but
yeah. Right.
Fulfill any of your information.
Let me see. What was the official URL for Doc Droppers? DocDroppers.org?
It was either .com or .org. I believe .org. Don't quote me on that though.
Yeah, just try them off.
Anyway, yes again, thanks for your email.
He's talking more than me this show.
Was it? Yeah, DMAT, really?
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Yeah, DMAT is like, you know, secretly sending messages about what he
feels.
Yeah,
I don't feel confident enough to talk on the radio anymore.
You want me to read your comment for you? Because it's all true.
Would you please?
DMAT, 221031. People would rather get the money. And
it's true, but yeah.
You forced me to read, I'm going to read everything. Including the timestamp.
Oh, God.
There's a timestamp?
Well, you could read the timestamp on mine, but it's wrong.
I think mine is
002839.
Come on, 22:10:31, that's 10-something. That's an hour off.
Well, mine's completely, like midnight. No, mine's 12:30. 002849.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I should really fix that, but I'm too lazy to. Anyway,
we filled... the first almost 15 minutes of the show with emails.
That's impressive.
Unfortunately.
Thank you very much for actually emailing us.
Yeah.
And thank you to all our spammers for your wonderful redirections.
Yeah. Well, you'll be doing that. I don't want them getting my address anymore.
Well, I mean, it's going to be forwarded from, I do believe it's, what is it now? Slade at Will Hack for Food.
Oh yeah, check out Will Hack for Food too.
What?
Willhackforfood.net, I believe it was.
Those are disposable email addresses.
Disposable email addresses. So if you ever want to send something, but you don't want to get a reply back or care, the email account will expire within like 8 hours, I think is the minimum, and like 3 days
at
the most.
Spammer's dream.
Willhackforfood.net.
Right. It is a spammer's dream when you think about it. Is it .net? Let me check.
I don't know, because as in like, it didn't work for me.
We'll hack for food.
Well, while we're talking about stuff that's somewhat news,
Read
more mail. That was all I had for now.
No more mail?
That's not right. Hold on.
Bastards.
That's not right.
Oh, well. No more mail. That was like a quarter of the show already.
Yeah, seriously.
Anyway.
One empty email.
No more mail.
Anyway, let's get on to the news section since we are more or less doing just that anyway. Did everybody hear that under on there?
The hiccup, in my non-technical terms.
Yeah. It was a hickmia.
Oh, well, yes, that's why I want to actually write virtual sound card in something like C.
Huh. Do you know C?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I wish I did.
Yeah, that's kind of pretty.
That's why it's in Perl right now. Because it's using something else. But
does it use
it?
Like I said, I'll convert it to Python when I'm done.
Like, that would make a difference. You're still using the system command A play. So, yeah.
True, but...
If it could use its own, like, built-in or, like, use a library or something like that. Trying to talk in C terms. I don't know C again, so...
That'd be fun.
On to the news.
I took a class. Yes. I lasted about a week.
Who has news up on the
in
box?
In C?
Yeah.
Really? My news just vanished. So I'll get that
out. .biz.
Your news just vanished.
Willhackforfood.biz.
I was trying to... It was that biz? That's right. This is something created by SpankDog and company at the DDP. He was using the .biz because it was cheaper. I remember now. And he mentioned that on the show.
Digital Dog Pound, DDP, yep.
Yep, it's a DDP version.
Free temporary email accounts.
There you go. Willhackforfood.biz. Give it a shot. Definitely useful for when you don't want to be replied to. Like when you need to create that account at the New York Times and you don't want them to know about you. Finally. All right. Anyway. So you go first. I'm almost done. I'm almost coming.
I go first.
Yes, you go first.
Okay. Analysts slam hacker law changes. Wonder what this is about.
Analysts probably.
Or maybe just hacker law changes.
Go on.
It's good when you have analysts and hackers. Sorry.
Aren't hackers over analysts anyway? But anyhow, technology darling. Technology darling. Interesting. Derek Watt, MP, is proposing changes to the Computer Misuse Act next week, but analysts from the Butler Group says the changes don't go far enough.
Oh.
Yeah. Don't know if that's how it's pronounced. Generally seen as a tech-friendly MP, is chair of the What's MP? Somebody here help me?
Military police?
No, it's not military police.
Okay, what is this? Well, he got angry.
I don't know, but it's saying he wants to increase sentences for hacking from 6 months currently to 2 years.
Yeah.
And introduce a specific offense for DOS attacks.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
I see no benefit of DOS attacks. Except a distributed DOS project against spammers. But anyway.
But, I mean, what's defined as a hacking sentence?
What's defined as a hack in general?
Exactly.
That's the problem. It's not the sentencing hackers, in quotes, that for... hacking, again in quotes, because they really don't know what the terms mean half the time. It's what they call a hack. I mean, DMAT would definitely agree that it's kind of unfair the way they say, you know, certain things are hacking.
Well, yes. Like I actually would agree.
It's like, I set up a cookie to like run a script on your computer. You hacked me!
What?
It popped up and said hi.
See, but if they don't like
I've been
you...
hacked.
If they don't like you, it's really beneficial for them because they can call you a hacker.
Right, exactly. Anyone who knows something about computers is immediately labeled a hacker. In a sense that, you're dangerous. I get it a lot at work, for example.
Well,
people think I'm dangerous because I think in a different way.
Do you get the questions,
Can you help me break into the email?
Yeah.
Can you...
Oh, God, tell me
I
about
love
it.
Those questions.
Can you show me how to break into someone's computer?
Actually, the most questions I've been getting recently weren't about breaking into other people's computers, finding out if girlfriends are cheating on them or anything. The most
girlfriend problems because they didn't have any. What?
No. But the most questions I've been getting recently with people at work and whatnot is like, can you make my computer run faster? It's been slowing down recently.
One.
Blah blah. Blah.
I have spyware. What do I do?
Run UBCD for one.
Or Matt.
Don't talk to me.
Don't talk to me. I don't want to know. About my search bar anymore.
No, I don't have my search bar. I have my web search.
Oh, God.
Google search.
Even the Google bar is a bit of spyware in some way.
Yeah.
Especially with advanced settings. But
anyway, great segue, because cool web search dubbed AdWords Ebola tops spyware threat list.
Oh, God. That thing is everywhere.
Wait, what is?
Cool web search. You know that?
I hate that thing. It's a bitch to get off on. Well, not really.
It's just annoying because it covers up some of the bars and stuff. I had to take care of it at work for a coworker.
If you have dial-up, it's a bitch to get off your computer because it just wouldn't work.
Wow.
Oh, man. I was actually called out off of, I do certain things. I was called off what I'm normally doing, dragged to, the manager's office.
Right.
Get it off.
Wow.
Uninstall. Add remove programs. I was like, I'm not going to go through this.
The add remove program doesn't work for most adware. You have to actually go into the registry
remove
keys.
Yeah, but you do it, it will make the people happy that you work with.
Yeah, I know.
That will satisfy them.
Yeah, they'll actually get work done instead of just sitting there waiting for IE to load or whatever they're using.
Oh, man. Oh.
That's the way the world is nowadays. Spyware is taking over.
IE has, which led...
What?
Spyware take over.
But we all know this. That's old.
But we all know that you can fix IE with Service Pack 2.
But do people actually update their computers?
Of course not, because the second you update to Service Pack 2, it's going to break your whole fucking shit.
Or actually install Service Pack 2 the way they recommend doing, which makes it run slightly better for another couple days.
Couple days. What's the way you... I know you were mentioning it before the show.
Redid my system, and I had... Before I reformatted my system on one of my extra hard drives, I downloaded all the files I was going to have to...
Install later.
Have to install later.
That's a smart idea.
So therefore, the first thing I did... Besides, after installing the motherboard stuff that you need to put in.
Of course, or nothing works. Right?
Yeah, Service Pack 2, very first thing you did.
And then you install stuff.
Then you install everything else, because the issue is installing it over other things.
All right, well...
That's it.
Of course,
install it first.
I had a news story here that on... let's see, where did I grab this? Newsfaster.com. I don't go there that often, because I don't like your layout, people. Seriously. The ads all over the freaking place are annoying the shit out of me. But you had an interesting story, so I'm not mentioning it anyway.
What about AdBlock?
Hmm? I do have AdBlock. They still have, text ads.
Oh, God.
Oh,
text ads.
Yeah.
People. Anyway.
Pictures. Oh, yeah.
Seriously.
Actually, that is a good way around AdBlock plugins.
Yep. Yeah, text. Plain text. You can't get around that.
Yeah.
So what they're talking about is how many IT plans have avoided Service Pack 2 like the plague on purpose so that they're... built in, when you have a big company, you have your own programmers, they write software for your internal stuff. You install Service Pack 2, boom, you broke your internal software sometimes.
You broke it.
Yeah, simply because Microsoft changes the way your Windows operating system works. It's not like it's some security patches, and this Service Pack 2 is like upgrades for IE, changes for how firewall works. What other crap did they throw in there?
There's a lot of other crap. I don't even...
They have a little personal firewall suite.
Yeah, personal
now.
Firewall, which just bothers the hell out of you. If you don't have an antivirus, if you don't have an additional firewall, if you don't have other stuff. It's just stupid waste of crap.
It's a waste of space, but it breaks, your current antivirus software.
It slows your computer down.
Yeah,
it does everything. Well, the obvious thing to everyone's bitching about already.
Here's the problem. On April 12th, I believe is the date,
Microsoft will add Service Pack 2 to the Automatic Download Manager built into all Windows.
Turn off Automatic Download Manager.
Exactly. Or else, you'll be forced to download Service Pack 2 and install it when you restart. As they sneak all other updates in. Of course, what this means is, millions of people out there don't know about it, because this isn't major news. They're going to wake up on the 13th, they're going to turn their computer on, it's going to silently download and slow them down like hell. They don't know why. They're going to call up their ISP. I can't get online. Everything's slow. Are you downloading anything? No. Meanwhile, Windows is downloading the whole service pack because it's huge. It's going to say, you have an update ready. Oh, okay, security update. Oh, reform, I'll reinstall. Okay. Service pack 2 comes. Your antivirus broke. Some of your programs broke. Some games are missing. Everything's all over the place.
Half your MP3s have been deleted.
Half your MP3s.
FBI is knocking down your door.
Dun, 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 dun. Give us the kitten, bitch!
Anyway, who else wants to hear about big companies screwing people over?
Ooh, that's always a fun topic.
D-Man's raising his hand because he doesn't want to open his mouth and pass 15 words. Anyway.
He's at 14, so he's got to really be careful.
Yeah. With Verizon Communications owing MCI an acquisition fee of about $7.6 billion, Verizon, as the largest telecommunications company in the United States, can draw on several different sources of revenue to help pay for MCI. On Friday, Verizon is scheduled to hike its 411 directory assistance fee to $1.25 per request.
What?
Nice.
Say that again?
Verizon is scheduled to hike its 411 directory assistance fee
from
to $1.25 per request.
And what is that now?
An increase
cents?
Of nearly four times over its existing 411 charge, which is 25 cents.
You're shitting me.
Go more, babe. Go more, babe.
Like 5 years ago, wasn't it free?
Yeah.
Yes.
Why is information so expensive
and then,
all of a sudden?
And then they made it where it only costs you money if you actually had them connect the call. But now they make it so with the cell phones it automatically connects.
Mm-hmm.
But what about
this isn't the wireless company. This is just the
home company. But that's way too expensive.
No, when you dial 411 on like the wireless.
It's called get another provider at this point. It's getting way too expensive.
But this is just in regards to
411. This is just 411.
This is just copper line.
It used to be free.
Yeah. It used to be free for payphones.
Even the quarter was
Then they brought it up to a quarter on payphones, and they figured, hey, nobody bitched that much about it. Let's do it to everyone. And then
eventually everyone switches to, Vonage back at 8 or some other
VoIP service. They don't know what's happening.
Yeah, I know.
Which
but eventually they will.
The majority of people.
Sorry, I'm an ad Nazi. Every time I see an ad, come on.
I don't have ad block yet.
I have to go.
Too lazy to
get. I am surrounded by Nazis. Somebody please help me.
How can you live without it? It's like an essential. At work, I tell people, Firefox,
really
ad blocking, then you do the rest of your job.
No, please do.
It's like
while they're
first.
Talking about ads.
Huh?
So. Ad blocking is actually useful. It avoids those pop-up flashes.
Ads, so. Come on.
I block ads.star.com, ads.star.net,
and
ads.star.biz.
Yeah, anyway.
Well, you have to specify.
And that takes care of half the internet.
Wait. Stop. Mm-hmm. There are two conversations going on at once. That doesn't work on radio.
True.
Well, people choose what they want to listen to.
Not for the confused person who's stuck in the middle of both.
Well, you.
I think
it's
we broke 15.
No.
15.
I will cut you. No.
I think we'll actually be listening to him because it'll be surprised he's actually talking.
I win. Well, see, it's a beauty that it's actually recorded, so people get to re-listen.
That's fucked up, man.
Boy, get over here.
Hold on.
Bend over.
Look out.
Oh, no.
I'm a shoved up blade where the sun don't shine.
Ah.
Oh, ouch.
Sorry.
That's like two crimes at once.
My point was...
Sodomy ass.
Before I was rudely interrupted by Mr. Slick Zero. I
feel like Fight Club.
What?
Gotta take the ball.
What?
Yeah.
Gotta cut the balls
rubber
off.
Band.
Oh, yes. I got the rubber band.
Oh, no.
I actually have the rubber band. Hold on.
Look, as he completely forgets his point.
That's the rubber band.
He seriously does have the rubber band.
Thank you. So,
time I'm putting my cup on.
All you need now is the space monkeys and you're set.
Yes, son.
Hold them down. Anyway, you were saying...
Yeah, so as I was saying before, I was really interrupted. My Mr. Stick Zero. Well, she's going to interrupt me again. please, can you punch him? no, my point was, you know, since this show is being recorded, and people get to re-listen to this to the entire show, but my point was kind of lost, like, ages ago.
Okay, because you forgot it.
No, I didn't forget it. People don't care. Move on, please.
How do you interrupt yourself? Okay. Where were we?
Don't know.
We were talking about... I was talking about...
We were talking about Nazis, actually.
I think we were between...
they were talking about Nazis. No, I was talking about...
It's okay, I'm Jewish.
So technically, we were talking about the same thing.
Technically, it's legal. I'm Jewish, so it's okay.
It's okay. I can talk about the Nazis.
I can talk about the Nazis.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Sorry. Yeah, so, you guys?
I'm still shocked that you talked. I'm sorry. Anyway.
It's you and them.
All right. Let me finish off all the Microsoft news I have. All right, besides the service pack issues, which I don't like, we have another issue that comes out with all the bugs that are coming out with IE. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Pretty much, let me just go through the gist of it. This is on computerworld.com. If you want it, you can check out the article called New Bugs, found in Outlook, Internet Explorer.
What was that, computerworld.com?
That's right.
Okay.
And the ad article pretty much goes through, tells you that a company called EI reported two bugs on March 16th and the 29th, and letting them know that, you know, Microsoft's IE and Outlook are having some major high-risk security issues where... Why the user is pretty much just going somewhere, they can be...
Screwed.
They don't want to release the specs on how it's done, because they don't want people to do it, because of Microsoft's response. And I think this is it, and I want to quote the article here. Microsoft is investigating the privately reported potential vulnerabilities. A spokeswoman for the software maker said the company isn't aware of any attempts to exploit it. So, upon completion of the investigation, they will take appropriate action to protect users. This can be as a fix as part of the company's monthly cycle. Yeah, right. Or a fix in the next service pack. Do you know how long that might be?
A year and a half.
For a service pack? It took like 2 years for service pack, too.
Oh my god.
Literally, they had to re-release it like 3 times. The first time, they were breaking it to the point where you couldn't even use Internet Explorer to go to Windows Update.
So basically, we're going to have a Windows XP SE.
Well, yeah, SE64 or something. Because the 64-bit version just got released either today or yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Right. It's lovely.
Yeah. See how thrilled we
anyway, are and, well, I don't want to cut you off. I just wanted to contrast this to the way Mozilla works with the comes to bugs. If you report a bug, Mozilla tries to, fix it within the first few days as possible?
Right.
And they also award the person who reported the bug $5,000.
What?
Yeah.
$5,000 for reporting a bug?
Bugzilla?
For reporting a major security issue, you get $5,000.
I can make that a full-time job.
This guy, I forgot where I found the article, I don't have it saved, made $2,500 by reporting 5 in a row.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is Mozilla, right?
Right.
Right.
Good for them.
I know.
Where do they get their money?
They're rich.
They have some sort of ad, I'm sure. I
some
really don't
hidden
know.
Anyway.
Google type stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, I was mentioning before about the payphones being... And 411 are using most likely first on them. There's always a way around those things. Just think about it. You're going to make a call. So, what do? First, you get dial tone.
Developers!
Wrong one. You dial 411. And then, what happens? Verizon comes on and they ask you for money.
Welcome to Verizon.
So, what do you do at the payphone at that point? You put in a few coins. At least, $1.25 worth in the future.
Well, at future rates, you're going to have to hit that button a couple hundred more times.
Yeah, really. But there's always a way around some things. I mean, ACTS may not be usable for anything outside intralata calls.
Go on.
But,
sorry.
What are you laughing? Somebody posted this. Can
something says something in the thing, I'm sure.
Oh, there's lag in the... Yeah.
There's lag in the chat room for DMAD.
Yes.
In your chat, I'm getting it.
Yeah, so you were saying...
Yeah, I mean...
Before we started laughing, interrupted you.
For getting... Using an operator to call, like, something... You could put in, like, fake coins there, use a red box for that. You could... What the heck did you just pass to me?
Keep going. You're not supposed to pay attention.
Move on. Please.
I'm not supposed to pay attention when you throw something in front of my face.
Throw it in front of your face.
You put it right in front of my face. You placed it in front of my face. What do you expect me to do?
Sorry.
I broke your table. I'm sorry. Go on.
That was for my table?
Yeah.
Red box?
Yes. Thank you, DMAD, for getting me back on topic. I get you off topic and you get me back on topic. Anyhow,
I just turned the other cheek.
While red boxing calls are not possible, like, for long distance anymore because AT&T canceled their ACTS service, most local telcos still have this where if you make an intralot call, then you're fine. Like, I could call my cell phone from a payphone, red box
it. Times, yeah.
We have multiple times?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Shh. I'm not saying where.
It's illegal.
Yeah, it's bad. Don't do it.
Never do it. Never follow what we do.
We were just testing to make sure it was working.
I mean, what they do. I don't do it. They do it. It's
that's why you were
whoever holding, they are.
That's why you were holding the box, right?
Yeah, well, maybe somebody...
What box? Red box is not really a box.
Because, you know, who's not as forgiving as we are? Who's not as forgiving as we are?
That sign behind your head?
Horizon is not as forgiving as I am.
You're just liking to play with your toys tonight.
Yeah,
he's playing with his new sound card. He's updated VSC quite a lot, actually. To the point where he's got more stuff. Have you released the new code onto the site?
I released it up to the point where it was a different stacking mode.
Okay.
But no, I haven't released any of the new fun stuff yet, which isn't really that fun. One, like a backslash key gets the list there, and another one takes it away, so you don't see what's there. And I figure it takes up less screen space for me, and I already have stickers on all my keys anyway, so...
Yeah, exactly.
And also, the other one is I could bring the stream up full by hitting the plus key.
Nice.
And, of course, bring it back down by hitting the minus key, and totally take it out by hitting a pipe.
Huh, put it back.
I want to find better keys, but it's quicker and easy than looking at the... Like, using the fader on the mixer and whatnot.
Well, anyone can use whatever they want for their keys, so it really depends. So,
but I mean, this is using the Perl XMMS module and just controlling volume there.
Alright, so anyway, we're going off topic again, as usual.
Of course.
Basenet Radio, sponsored by Ritalin.
We are ADP Radio.
Wonderful. When is our new shipment coming? We stop.
It's in my room.
Oh, I knew you were whoring that shit. Anyway, what else do we have going on this week? Because there's a lot of somewhat important stuff going on. I can skip that story. I don't really want to mention it.
Oh,
okay.
What is it?
I have RFID news and digital fingerprinting news. The United States, as we all know, has been plotting to make all passports RFID and force you to have digital images taken so that you can have, you know, biometric scanning and wonderful other Big Brother-like things going on. So the European Union
said
in...
No.
Well, of course they said no.
I'm sorry, I just guessed.
But they did it in their own ways. Like, if you're going to force, people who come over to have IDs like this, that you have to have RFID or digital imaging taken, we're not going to let your citizens come over to our country without the same thing. In other words, you need to get a visa before you can even travel.
That?
You know how you can sort of fly to another country and stay a certain amount of time without getting an official visa?
Yeah.
That's not going to happen anymore. That would so suck, especially for business travelers.
Business travelers, just for, like,
anything.
You can't go on vacation without, like, going through some...
Anywhere in Europe. Yeah. You have to go through every little country. You have to get another separate visa. Isn't that lovely?
Oh, I hate it. Never.
It's their attempt to try to stop the United States from imposing this kind of draconian decree on everyone.
Well, then good for the other countries.
Not really, because what I worry about is it's just going to force everyone to do it. Then everyone has these stupid RFID digital fingerprint like stick crap on there. Your passport's going to become, what, a little part of your DNA in there too?
Probably.
Probably. That makes sense.
It's going to have a 3D holographic display of my genome.
Yeah, it'd be kind of neat to watch, but...
it would be cool. Kids can compare. Hey, look, I got a D there.
It's like, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Look at your DNA.
Look at your DNA. Go look at your DNA, son. Yeah, but still, I don't like the way that's going. It's definitely tech-related because they're putting so much stuff into that passport. Think about it. An RFID tag, digital imaging, possible fingerprinting. What else? I mean, how far can that go? How far can that little pimp be? It's not even going to be paper anymore, is it?
Yeah, I wonder how... Then you could probably steal mass identities at once. I don't know.
Steal mass identities.
You just get into the system.
I know, right?
And then you can steal everyone's identity. Like...
Cheater. In any case, there's a lot of weird things that can happen with that. You can totally find out who's going where by setting up some sort of RFID antenna and receiver, and then just capturing people's passport info. I don't understand why they're doing it.
Don't you think they would
try to
think about this first?
Of course not.
No, of course not. It's not the way things go.
So we'll be using one single card for all of our legal needs.
Right, exactly. It's your driver's license, it's your passport, it's your...
Universal ID.
Yeah, it's exactly. Your ID card.
Exactly.
Yeah, I guess that's better. It's your social security card.
Well, you know, since they want to have social security, there will be no need for a card.
Yeah, you can't use your social security number for anything anymore anyway.
Yeah.
Because of all the privacy acts.
And the fact that everyone
understands. Now, does anybody really think that's going to pass? Like,
what?
The whole privatization thing? Will that really fly?
What?
You guys in here?
What? No.
Tell.
Enlighten.
Bush is pushing for the whole privatization of Social Security.
Privatization?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Private accounts for... there is not going to be any more Social Security. So he wants it to be anywhere.
That really worked for healthcare. No.
But he's saying how Social Security is going to be bankrupt and shit like that. But I'm sure everybody knew that already, so...
Yeah, because
of the baby boomers.
Yeah, well, supposedly. Why not invest the money in Social Security and not have it be...
I really don't like the way that HMOs work already as it is.
Yeah.
Privatized healthcare sucks.
And I am forced to use HMO.
I can still see privatized Social Security. Oh, you're 65? Okay, you're going to retire, and we're going to put you in this little box. And, bye.
But you want to live there? But no, that's not in your,
That's not in your plan.
Well, yeah, technically, plan.
We're moving you to Idaho.
Technically, it's better than Russia. Let's put it that way. Anything is better than Russia. I'm sorry, but I must say this. It's a struggle for old people to get any sort of health care if you're under, like, above a certain age.
That's not cool.
Oh, yeah. It's a struggle to even get an ambulance.
Why don't we just move to Canada?
Yeah, well,
that would work.
So anyway.
Why don't we just move back on to Technis?
Yeah. Why couldn't it all be as simple as a techno toilet?
The what?
The techno toilet from a few weeks back.
Techno toilet.
All right, you got something? I see you itching to look at something.
I was itching to look at...
Itching, definitely, but...
No, I had something up, but... It says company bypasses cookie deleting consumers.
Oh. Uh-oh.
More big companies screwing over people. Anyway.
We just type cookie, you idiot.
Me stop.
Hack the planet.
That didn't give away what the reference is from.
Wow.
Go on.
Anyhow, United Virtualities... United Virtualities, I think it is offering online marketers and publishers technology that attempts to undermine the growing trend among consumers to delete cookies planted in their computers. The New York company on Thursday unveiled what it calls PIE, or Persistent Identification Element.
Go on, sorry.
Pie. A technology...
So they went from cookies to pies?
I don't know.
Go on.
A technology that's uploaded to a browser and restores deleted cookies.
What?
Pie deletes cookies.
So a pie that makes cookies. This is starting to get really strange.
Wait, pie makes cookies?
In addition,
should it be a baker?
Oh.
In addition, PIU, which can't be easily removed, can also act as a cookie backup since it contains the same information.
So it's a pie made out of cookies.
So it's a cookie
replacement. It's a cookie pie.
It's a cookie. It's a pie is a cookie replacement.
It's a magic bake oven.
It's a magic bake oven out of your browser. That's lovely. Oh, jeez. This is a really good story, though, because they're trying to sneak something else that's not a cookie that acts as a cookie and will replace your cookies.
Right.
It's making more bloat.
And it could also take any. It could also restore deleted cookies.
Right, because it is a huge collection of cookies.
Right.
So, like I said, it's doubling the size of your cookies. Really? And of course, it has himself.
So, who wants some pie cookie?
No, thanks.
Cookie pie.
A cookie.
Never mind. I'm not even going to go in there.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a program. I'm going to call it The Obese Bastard, and it's going to eat cookies and pies.
Oh, wow.
That's it.
Homer.
It's easy. Homer! That's perfect. All you need to know is just to create some sort of cookie called a donut, and we'll be set.
Yes. Cookies, whoever has pies, news next. Well, whoever wants to go ahead, news next. We got to get off this cookie pie thing.
I like.
I'm hungry.
Here's barbecue sauce.
All right, I got something here. Everyone knows that most graphic card sets nowadays they run at what, 256 megabytes of RAM on there.
If you're lucky.
If you're lucky.
Yeah.
To have that much money to pay for like an X800.
Yeah.
Let's see. Who was it that created it? We got the Toshiba Corporation, which we know. Actually, Slick's running their laptop right now. Anyway.
Oh, yes, I am.
They made a 512 megabyte DRAM chip for, like, graphic boards or for, you know, other memories or for appliances like cameras and stuff that clocks in at 6.4 gigahertz transfer speed. I mean,
6. Memory.
6.4 gigahertz memory. It's a small little chip. I got it at eeproductnews.com in their product center section. It's really small. I mean, looking at this thing, it's like minuscule. But the thing runs so fast. I mean, like PC memory right now runs at what, 533, 333 if you're running older memory.
Some 800
less even.
Yeah.
Like if you have an older box, you might be running PC 100.
Oh, that's fun.
And this thing is running at 6.5. I mean, why, they can't market this shit for us? Why can't we get that?
Wait, who's going to be getting it? Oh, the video.
It's
the video.
For graphic cards. And I know...
Pull it off the card.
Huh? Pull it off the card? It's not that simple.
Mod it.
That would be fun, but still, 6.4 gigahertz transfer rate is really unholy fast. And I was reading an article...
You said it's for graphic cards.
Right.
Oh, so God. So that means it's going to be 50 years until there's support for it in Linux.
Oh, well. Doesn't matter. There's no support for DirectX and Linux yet either, is there? In any case, it's a really, really fast piece of memory. I don't really know if it's going to be running at its optimal speed on a graphics board, because you're still limited by the rest of whatever else is on there. And, of course, your front side bus, but hey, whatever. I do know that I also have other news on ATI. They're releasing a new chip, a new chip that runs at least 24 pipelines, up to 32.
Ooh.
Yes, really nasty, high-powered stuff. Coming out, I believe it's summer 2005, so you're going to have to keep our eyes on it. I do believe I might be able to, if you guys go to like IRCSpy.com, which I like going there because they somehow find news out in the middle of nowhere, you can scroll down to the bottom and you'll see a picture.
That's awesome. That means they'll be able to get stuff which is good now.
Right, exactly. I can get a really nice high-powered, the GeForces or the X800s for cheap. And it's on there somewhere. I can't seem to find it at the moment. Anyway, that's what I got this week. What do you guys have? Anything else?
That's all you have for the week?
Yeah, that was a bit of a slow week. I mean, what do you want me
to
talk about?
It wasn't a slow week. It was just... We were a busy week.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. The weather kind of got me down.
Yeah.
It's kind of a back and forth weather week.
Well, it's spring. What do you expect? Rain's going to happen.
Floods are going to happen, too.
Floods?
Floods.
Yes.
I think this is tsunami season?
No, Jersey. Yeah. Anyway.
It's flood season.
Who lives in Jersey?
I don't know.
Only the stupid.
I live in Connecticut.
What?
No, I just don't want to admit to living in Jersey.
Live in Connecticut.
And I have a license, too, which means,
That means you're dangerous.
Out of all places, you pick Connecticut.
Over Jersey, over I think Jersey. You have a point.
It depends on where in Connecticut.
Oh, but he wasn't really being specific.
No, I guess you just joking. Say you live in New York and make it over.
Well, New Jersey. At least it's better than Texas. Oh, I must have offended like 30 people there. Wow.
He seems pretty offended. I'm looking at W.
Oh, we haven't commented on W in a while, have we?
Yeah.
Our poor little mascot out there, flapping his wings.
Not is he really. Flapping his wings?
No, he's not flapping.
Pig with wings.
He makes that annoying sound when he flaps his wings.
Now, yeah.
Not anymore.
Stop poking the pig.
Can we fry him?
Pork.
He's not fat enough yet. Anyway.
Just Texas style.
Anyway. So we wanted to finish up with news.
Ooh.
Eventually.
Phone DRM, too expensive, say carriers.
Oh, where's this from?
Phone DRM.
Phone Digital Rights Management? Oh,
yeah.
No.
Phone.
I have enough of that with the iRiver.
I wonder if this has something to do with, ringtones.
You're kidding.
I don't know.
Ringtones. Are you serious?
You have copyrighted music on your phone as a ringtone.
A lot of bands provide that for their fans.
I know.
They slice it up.
Yeah, for the fans.
Well, let's find out. Mobile phone networks' dissatisfaction with the copyright interests has gone public. The association representing GSM Standard, with over a billion users worldwide, has declared that the proposed tariff for DRM is too high and is unworkable.
Good.
Members of the GSM Association think that the per-transaction model agreed by the MPEG Licensing Authority and proposed to the Open Model Alliance Standards Group harms users in the long run.
Wait, are they talking about maybe how they're having the new service where you can get like TV to your phone? Could that be what they're talking
Perhaps.
About?
Perhaps. I'm not certain. I'll keep reading.
Oh, yeah, makes sense.
I read it before, but I forgot, honestly. So I did read RTFM. Anyway, RTFA, whatever. The proposed put to OMA by the MPEG LA in January requires carriers to pay 1 cent of transactions and $1 per handset back to the DRM patent holders.
No wonder those songs are like $6 each. Go on.
Which include Content Guard, Intertrust, Matsushita, Philips and Sony. Those were easy, at least. In a statement, GSMAC CEO Rob Conway described significant discontent with the licensing proposal and characterized the plan as impractical, excessive, and short-sighted. The GSMA objects to both the per-transaction fee that carriers must pay as well as the $1 a handset DRM fee. Based on frank responses from the operators throughout the world, our board understands that members are being forced away by the OMA DRM standards by this unworkable licensing scheme, added GSMA Chairman Craig Erlich, how I believe it's pronounced, predicted that the carriers would use cheaper, incompatible DRM schemes and consequently the market would fragment.
How about no DRM schemes?
Really? Incompatibilities between DRM schemes from Microsoft, Apple, and Real plague the legitimate PC download market, which has failed to make an impact on illegal file sharing currently being discussed by the U.S. Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
Carriers are more reluctant to introduce DRM than their counterparts in the PC business. Verizon went to court to protect the identity of file sharers, and Orange has been vocal about insisting that users can move their music from PC to phone and back again. The networks see music as a way to drive related transactions such as ticket sales.
Damn.
Yeah, DRM on your phone.
That's the last thing I want. It's like you have the incorrect key. You cannot play your ringtone. Your ringtone is now being replaced with like your basic standard one. What?
But seriously, who wants to go with their basic standard ringtone?
No one, because they suck. Especially that T-Mobile one. I can't stand that one. It's like in every commercial and like everyone on the subway in New York has it. And you hear it over and over again on your way to work. It's annoying.
Yeah.
Of course, that's just me ranting, but it's the truth.
I personally enjoy ranting.
Yeah, I know. It makes you feel good at the end, but the other person on the other side of this might not want to hear me speak about the mobile phones. Especially if they like T-Mobile. Oh, Jesus, bloody hell.
Oh, I don't like that one, though.
No, you like the original.
I like the original one better.
What is that, a Nokia tune type?
Yeah. Grand Vals. It's actually a classical guitar piece before it was the ringtone.
Before it was bastardized, I mean.
Yeah.
Yes, but no one knows the original. They all know the Nokia ringtone.
Because it sounds like crap.
No, I know it from Trigger Happy TV.
Ah. Okay, so I guess we should be moving on.
Well, yeah, let's get to the next article.
There is no next article. Not on my side.
Oh.
Oh?
Really?
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, the only other thing I have was something on Microsoft and Python, which I don't know if it's really newsworthy.
But read it.
This is on TechWeb. And it's talking about Microsoft is going to take Python scripting and import it into .NET. And they're going to call it Iron Python. I believe they already have working versions of it available.
Do you actually mean working or just supposedly working?
Well, it's Python, so I'm hoping the Python aspect is working. I don't know about the .NET. In any case, it's a free download. Yes, it is working. And it's released under the Microsoft Shared Source License, which means pretty much that you're free to do whatever you want with it as long as you don't sell anything. Because the only person who can really sell anything would be Microsoft. So what is the point? Microsoft's pretty much letting you write code, do whatever you want with it in your own, you know, corporate environment.
And they benefit.
And they can at any time freely copy it and sell it as part of some other package. What the fuck is up with that?
Boo. I don't know.
Microsoft shared source means Microsoft, we share the source, you can use it, and then we'll keep all and reap all the rewards. What?
Anyway, why don't we just move on to something that does less but is still better than, let's see, their operating system. This one doesn't really do as much. This is, that's because it doesn't do anything at all. It's a joke, this Linux distro. It is, GNU Lesbian Linux.
Oh, no.
The logo is a spoof on the, on Debian Linux.
What? Wait, where's this?
It's, lesbian.mine.nu.
What? I'm going.
Lesbian.mine. Nice.
And instead of apt-get, they have porn-get.
Lesbian.mine.
www.lesbian.mine.nu.
And it has the Lolita has landed. That's nice.
Yep. It's just... I'm not going to do a write-up on this because, I mean...
You don't really have to. It's all done there right in front
of
you.
Yeah, it's...
You can actually pick up the packages, and they can actually ship out, you know, t-shirts and mouse pads and stuff for it.
PornGet. Almost disappear as superior to UpGet. Porn Cash. Friend of PornGet.
Porn.com. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
Must do hard drive crash. I don't know.
For the
your own porn config.
For the email we got from... The guy who wanted to know a good Linux distro, start with this one. Read through all these scripts. It's a good way to learn scripting.
It's also a great incentive to get it to work.
Right?
Lesbian GNU t-shirt for men, women, mug, boomerang, thong, camisole, mousepad, teddy bear, what? Or a helm of brilliance?
Oh,
this person is...
The person needs help. That's all.
God, there's the thong. What's the thong? Wait,
I think he's gone mad.
I think for the April Fool's Week, this is a good website for
I think
good distro
a, this
for
is
people.
A great Linux
They're
distro.
Actually yeah. selling stuff. Lesbian operating system. Lesbian, the non-profit volunteer organization responsible for Lesbian GNU Linux and PornGet. Lesbian's Linux is used to dedicate to free education of sex. The main goal of this is to ensure that one can download and view a whole lot of porn. I think I can put this one on my
on your computer. Now there's one for Echo.
Oh God, that's funny.
This is
Where
a really
find this one.
I think I got it from ms-eradication.org or something.
In any case, it's a really great fucking funny thing, and
we have
it does exist. So
we have like no time left.
You're kidding?
Yeah,
we're out of time.
Yep. On the note of Lesbian Linux, that concludes this week's BizNet Radio. We hope you enjoyed the show. If you have any questions, comments, or flames, send an email to basenet@slickzero.net. And if you're listening to this on DDP Hack Radio, up next is Binary Revolution Radio. hopefully hosted this time by Stank Dog.
Hopefully hosted by
Stank Dog. No, because there were two times where he wasn't the host.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, have a good week.
Peace out.
Bye.
Out.